Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey,
the next time you come back with Kendrick Lamar, I won't turn my mic on. 301-230-0980 is the number. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. Taking you up to 4 o'clock. The DOC, Rick Doc Walker, will take you on your afternoon drive home. Right now, we go out to the Rude Guest Hotline where we find our pal J.P. Finley, who you can hear Monday through Friday on our sister station, 106.7 The Fan, with our guy Brian Mitchell, 10 to 2. J.P., we've been talking about the same thing here, loaded lines for the first hour and a half of the program. Is what I asked you earlier in the kitchen this morning. So we'll get your thoughts on it here real quick. JP, can the Commanders make the postseason in 2025 if they have to part ways with Terry McLaurin?
Unequivocally, yes.
Why is that for you?
When you've got an elite quarterback, you're in the playoff conversation every year. That said, their chances are much better with Terry. Right. They should re-sign Terry. But, like, I don't know. I mean, we talked about it briefly there in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Jaden, look at the numbers last year with OZ and Diami late in the year and even Noah Brown. People forget that Noah Brown was signed last September after Houston cut him. Like, the offense will undoubtedly be better with Terry, and they should absolutely sign him. But, yes, they can make the playoffs. People act like they didn't add Deebo Samuel, who's looked fantastic in camp and has had Pro Bowl and All-Pro seasons. So, yes, I think any sort of, like, finality hypothetical discussions around Terry at this point are also just premature. Like, I still think a deal gets done. I think it gets done that week leading up to the Ravens practices.
Is that you shooting your shot on when you think this thing has to happen? Bye?
No, I don't think there is a has to happen bye. Okay. If it's Labor Day weekend, it's Labor Day weekend. If you look at some of the other deals that guys have signed, sometimes this goes all the way to September. I don't think Terry's going to hold out games. I think that'd be pretty crazy. I do think DQ said the other day, related to Cosme, as far as the roster decision they have to make with him, if they bring him onto the active and then he goes on to IR or whatever, like he kind of said about a month, like he kind of hinted late August. I think that Ravens practice is probably going to be the best look at what they want week one to look like. The preseason has become a joke.
Yeah.
Maybe we get a little bit of a look that Monday nighter, but nobody's going to play that third week of the preseason against Baltimore. I think that practice is your best look. Yes, they can make the playoffs without Terry.
So, JP, I want to add this layer to it. Do you think that Cliff Kingsbury and his ability to manufacture offense, is that playing a part in these negotiations with McLaurin in terms of their confidence that they can move forward without him?
I mean, maybe a little, but like.
And is that the right? Is that an appropriate way to look at it from the team's perspective?
I don't think they're thinking about what Cliff can do without Terry, because they're just like, Terry's under contract, and right. If we can't get this done, he's still going to play. I don't think that's really part of the calculus. I think so much of what we talk about isn't even part of their dialogue. Like, I can't imagine
right.
AP and DQ and Cliff sat down and had a discussion like, hey, do you think we can make the playoffs without Terry? Like, I can't. That's,
boy, I would love to be a fly on the wall. I would love to be a fly on the wall in that room.
Dude, you know, Cliff and DQ want Terry there yesterday. Like,
right.
That's
right.
One of the positives of a separated church and state, if you will, of having DQ and then AP to run the front office.
I totally agree with you, and we've talked about it each and every day. We've been out there on the practice field. It just, the way I described it, JP, is clunky, is how I would describe the offense of the first six practices. There are highlight plays here and there, but the overall consistency period to period just hasn't been there. The one thing that you actually briefly mentioned.
That could be the case if Terry was there. The
right.
offense generally starts slower than the defense.
Totally, totally understand that. And I think you're spot on with that. I believe you said this to me on the sideline the other day. The other part of this that we're not taking into account in terms of the way the offense has looked through the first six practices, it's hard to really measure the gravity that Jayden Daniels is going to have on this rushing attack during the regular season as well, because right now you're simply not getting good looks with that. I feel like I've seen, and tell me if you agree with this, without Terry and knowing Ben Sinnott being a second-round pick, is the answer to try and supplement some of the offense right now, is the answer to go more 12 and 13 personnel because you like the tight end group that you have? You were pretty damn good running the football last year, but Ben Sinnott, as we saw, you know, in that Jets preseason game, we didn't really get to see the opportunities during the regular season. He is more than capable as a pass catcher as well. So is that a way that they supplement the offense and try to find different ways to get an advantage?
I mean, they ran a lot of 12 last year. It was Ertz and Bates, and they love Bates.
Right.
So would you like to see more production out of Sinnott? Yeah, but I think there's like a misguided, like some of the conversation with Bill Merritt, right,
mm-hmm.
who I think has had a really good camp and looks good and may force their hand to keep four backs or, you know, we'll see how that shakes out,
yeah.
right? But, like, I think people just get so excited by something new and by, like, why isn't this dude more of a part of it? Zach Ertz was freaking awesome last
year. Amazing.
And people can get mad about, like, you know, not having explosive plays and yards after the catch. Like, you know what Jayden wants? A dude that's going to catch everything on third down and
yeah.
pick up first downs and be an absolute weapon in the red zone. So, like, could Ben Sinnott have a larger role? Absolutely. Yes. Like, is that a guarantee? Like, I don't think Ertz is going to have a lesser role.
Right. Totally.
And I don't think he should. I mean, he's really, really good.
Yeah, well, he showed last year, especially on third down and in the red zone. Look, he's still, he's not the fastest guy in the world, but this is the benefit of having a 10-plus year NFL career, understanding all the tricks of the trades, the nuance stuff. The touchdown catch against Atlanta is like a perfect example of him just understanding how to use his body. That stuff you doesn't really show up in the box score. You just see the end result. He is a big part of this offense. I totally agree. As far as the offensive line is concerned, and I said something the other day on air that caught a lot of heat on social media, shocker, but I was just giving my honest thought on it.
Live for that stuff.
I don't, JP. You know I'm just giving my honest analysis and takes, man. This is just what I'm seeing. I described Josh Connerly as, quote, you know, underwhelming through the first couple of practices. I think it's a little bit too early still. We've only had one fully padded practice, but just what I've seen from him to this point is he's, you know, struggled a little bit. The learning curve is real at that position, especially when you consider he played left tackle all year last year. He's now switching to the right side. That's a real thing. Should it be viewed as a negative thing if Andrew Wiley is the week one starting right tackle? And how likely do you think that is?
I still think Connerly ends up there. I don't think it should necessarily be viewed negatively. You know, if he was a top 10 pick or something,
mm-hmm.
I think it'd be a lot different. You're talking about he's a 21-year-old that they picked, what, 29th, 28th, if I remember right? Mm-hmm. Like, could it take some time for him to learn the pace and strength of the NFL? Yeah, I steadfastly, though, like even a guy like Coleman, who I'm excited about at guard, like, I just don't think we've seen close to enough on any of it. Like, the two dudes that you could write in Sharpie right now are Tunsil and Biadasz, because they've done it a ton, right?
Right.
And then whether it's Wiley or Allegretti on the right side, or, you know, depending when Cosby gets back, like, I like Connerly a lot. I think the athletic tools are off the charts. He works hard. I think it's just there's been one padded practice. I think and you're asking a guy to go from the left side to the right side, like learn on the fly a new position in the NFL. And the positions are similar, but the footwork
totally different.
It's just opposite. Like it's learning the opposite of what you've done as fast as possible against NFL defenders. Oh, by the way, they've only had pads on once. I just think it's crazy premature to make any sort of proclamation on what he is or where he is in his like path. But I also understand the content business, and you know, you're watching. It's fair to give opinions on what you're seeing. I think it needs to have a whole lot of caveats.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
For sure. I know we only got a few moments left with you, brother. We appreciate you making some time for us. There's been a lot of rave reviews, you know, coming from camp about the way the defense has looked. What stood out the most to you about that group in year number two of the system?
I think the DBs have looked really good. Mikey and Quan are great people and players. Yeah. I think Quan could maybe, you know, this team is going to be in high visibility, primetime national games a lot. And some of the playmaking stuff Quan can do, I think maybe the conversation around him as a player nationally could kind of change this year. Big opportunity. I really like, I mean, if your nickel package is Amos, Samerstill, Lattimore, Quan, Harris, I like that group. You need health, and you know, there's other. I like Noah High. Like, there's other people that will be part of that. I think Lattimore being healthy, dude, and in a good mental place, and like a good, like he's happy to be here. All of those things. Whereas, you know, coming in last year, you're still beat up. You're trying to prove to this team you can go. Like, it just wasn't a great way to introduce yourself. I don't know. I think the DBs could be pretty good. Pass rush helps, too.
For sure. Well, I'll let you go on something totally non-related that just came up on my timeline. This is via Chris Haynes, the longtime NBA insider. Gilbert Arenas and five other defendants, including a suspected high-level member of an Israeli transnational organized crime group, were arrested today on a federal indictment alleging they operated in an illegal gambling business in which high-stakes poker games were played at an Encino mansion that Gilbert owned. Your thoughts on that real quick. Holy hell.
Dude, I got no thoughts. I have no idea what that means. That's crazy.
That is nuts.
I do have one thought, though.
Yeah.
That's the last time I'm giving you an old salad because you didn't return the damn Tupperware.
Oh my! Did you? Were you able to retrieve it though? Did you get?
Yeah, I had to go track it down. I gave you the salad. Your job is to return the container to me.
You guys were in segment when I finished, so I left it.
You couldn't put it in the
kitchen.
The production area with Jeff and Lampville.
Look, you got it. Pecans in the salad, though. JP, come on, brother.
Yo, my wife tries to make me healthy, man. I don't put that stuff in there.
We appreciate you making some time for us, as always, brother. Get home soon, man. Get home safe, rather.
So, Linnell not only didn't return my container, now he's mad about the contents of the salad I gave him.
I got a text from somebody, JP. I don't know who this is. I got a text from somebody saying, I don't know if you brought it up on air. They said, good afternoon. How was that week-old salad? I'll fix you some jerk chicken and curry chicken one day. I have no clue who that was, but okay.
I did bring it up on air. So, and I said, I asked everybody if Linnell's actually going to return the container to me, and everybody said no.
That's
and
horrible.
They were proven correct.
That is horrible. That's JP Finley. You can check him out weekdays 10 to 2 with Brian Mitchell on 106.7 The Fan. Thanks, JP. That is our guy. He couldn't even say goodbye to us. That big-eared. I love JP. One of my absolute favorites. A guy that's just been nothing but first class to me since I've started doing this thing. Always a super help. And as you all should know about JP at this point, JP going to keep it real. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll run through the rest of these calls on the line that we got, plus the injury bug going Kanye crazy throughout NFL training camp. We'll give you the deets on that next. This is the Team 980.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.